the Old Testament reading of Scripture. This week it's in Proverbs chapter 18, verses 17 through 24. This is one of my favorite Proverbs, verse 17, because I always kind of paraphrase it. The story sounds pretty good until you hear the other side, Ralphie translation, but now the New Living Translation. Any story sounds true until someone sets the record straight. Casting lots can end arguments and settle disputes between powerful opponents. It's harder to make amends with an offended friend than to capture a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with iron bars. Words satisfy the soul as food satisfies the stomach. The right words on a person's lip bring satisfaction. Those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. The man who finds a wife finds treasure and receives favor from the Lord. The poor plead for money, the rich answer with insults. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Verse 21. Those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. Words may appear to be harmless, merely little containers that carry ideas and thoughts, but, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. But what they carry can be deadly. Our words can destroy a mate's self-esteem or a child's sense of personal value. With our own words, we can tear ourselves down by repeating what is negative, discouraging, or simply untrue. So with our words, we can discourage or frighten others or destroy their reputations. Our words may be evil and thus violate God's holy ways for us. Words bring consequences as surely as actions do. Even in the book of James, it talks about how the tongue is a very wonderful, uplifting thing, but also a weapon. So consequences for our words, something to think about as we study the book of Proverbs. God loves you, and so do we.